Instead of starting with rock and roll like normal, I want to talk mostly about robots. Specifically, today's robot is a writing automation platform with the potential to really help writers and content creators just like you. You know who you are. What would you call a platform like that? They called it Writer. Little on the nose.
It's time for content, robots, and rock and roll. Here's your host, Mark Donner.
I saw a speaker, May Habib from Writer, at Content Marketing World in September, specifically the virtual version. I didn't go in person this year, but I watched it on my computer. May's presentation was compelling enough that I decided to check out the platform. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I played around with Jasper for several months in 2022, and you can find my review of that in Episode 5, Content AI and Humble Pie. Jasper is a tool that's based on GPT-3, an AI project, the same project that all the open AI stuff, ChatGPT, DALL-E 2, are based on. Jasper promises to help you do everything from writing full blog posts to organizing your thoughts to rewriting existing text, to creating captions, to writing social media copy, to creating product descriptions, and more and more. And this might be a mild spoiler for that episode, but in general, I found that the platform was promising, useful in a lot of cases, but I concluded that you couldn't necessarily rely on it for more than simply developing ideas. So I canceled it. It's got the same type of problems that you hear related to ChatGPT, mainly that you can't really verify the accuracy of the content that's coming out. It writes pretty well, but it's a little hard to know what's true and what's not, so you've got to spend a little time fact-checking. The problem, though, is that now and then I found myself wishing that I had some of that functionality back, here and there, and little AI help would come in handy. ChatGPT solves part of that problem for me, but it's not quite as polished or as easy to use as Jasper was. And is. It's not gone. I just stopped using it. But then came along Writer. At first glance, Writer is a Grammarly clone. If you know Grammarly, they are the market leader in grammar correction and writing accuracy tools. And I've used it for years, and I know that a lot of people have. Writer watches what you write and gives you a score based on the quality and accuracy of your writing. It provides suggestions in categories like spelling, grammar, terms, more on that later, style, clarity, delivery, inclusivity, also more on that later, and plagiarism. If you used Grammarly, you found that list is probably familiar because it does a lot of the same things. There are some subtle differences, though. And one area, as I said, that I found stood out in Writer was in terms. Now, Writer bills themselves as a writing platform for teams. Now, I'm only one person at the moment, but I'll always only be one person. I'm not going to clone myself. But even though Writer has a lot of the same features that Grammarly does, they really play up the fact that their platform is very useful for teams who do a lot of writing, working in a company or working in some organization where you've got to have a similar voice and you've got to share information and knowledge to make sure that you're writing consistent information and that kind of thing. So writing teams, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to explain that any further, I don't think. But terms is a feature of Writer that I found pretty useful. And I know there's something similar in Grammarly, but in Writer, terms allows you to enter important organizational terminology that might be specific to your company's brand or to your industry. Things that a basic grammar checker or a word processor grammar checker might not catch. And you train that, you put in that information, and it knows to search for that. So I think that's pretty useful if you're working in teams or you've just got a lot of information, whatever you're doing, even if you're by yourself like I am. That you need to put in repeatedly and often. It's pretty important. It's pretty useful. The other section I found helpful in Writer that Grammarly also offers, but in a little bit different way, is the inclusivity section. So inclusivity is an important area for content creators right now to be conscious of. We all know that. I think the system gives you a prompt when you've included, like a gendered pronoun to make sure you've used the right one. It also will prompt you when like divisive or offensive or ableist or insensitive or stereotypical language is being used. Inclusive language is very important right now when writing content, and we all need to be conscious of it. So It's kind of good to have a digital helper in that area. Writer does really well with that. They also offer snippets. So earlier when we talked about terms, which was terminology and things that may be specific to your organization, brand names, things like that. Snippets are sections of often used text that should be consistent, both from asset to asset and from writer to writer. So you can add shortcuts to snippets, so a little short code that you enter in that allows you to easily drop in the same snippet of text wherever you need it. And that's a great tool for copyright statements, confidentiality statements that your lawyer might give you. Mission statements, all those other statements that your organization requires that are a drag, you know what they are. How does it compare to Grammarly, though? Really, overall, it's about the same with just a few exceptions. I noticed that some of the suggestions in Writer, and again, I've used Grammarly for years, some of the suggestions in Writer don't seem to be as polished as they are in Grammarly. And that might be because I've used Grammarly for so long. I've got a familiarity with the type of feedback it's going to provide, and I've gotten myself okay with it, maybe. But I found that I often accept the rewriting suggestions found in Grammarly without much editing, and I kind of have to take a little extra time to manually rewrite the text in Writer. Now, with the AI and machine learning elements of this tool, which we're going to talk about more later as well, I expect that to improve and get better over time. But at this point, it takes me a little while longer to go through the suggestions offered from Writer than it would in Grammarly. But it's pretty close overall. Let's talk about the AI elements found in Writer then, because this is the area that I think it kind of moves beyond Grammarly. Remember, we talked about Jasper earlier. That comes into play. Writer has a feature called Co-Write that kind of approximates the functionality of Jasper. It features templates similar to Jasper's recipes that can analyze text you enter and create suggestions for blog post titles. It can summarize text into bullet points. It can even write copy for you based on the inputs you give it, or rewrite existing copy to simplify it and make it better. As I was writing through the script for today's podcast, for most of the podcasts that I put out, I have a corresponding blog post that basically goes through everything I've talked about in the podcast. So I write it up at the beginning and then publish that as a blog post. But on those suggestions that Writer gives you, you can actually highlight the copy that you want to change, click the little lightning bolt, and Writer will suggest several options for rewriting that might be simpler or more elaborate or more informational. And a few times I found myself taking their suggestions to rewrite a sentence or two. Works pretty well. It's an interesting platform, particularly for teams, as I said, but it's always hard to make sure that when you're working in a team that every writer in an organization has a consistent, unified voice. I know when I did work in teams before, we always had that issue. We wanted to write with the same brand voice, the same style of writing across a team of 4, 5, 6, 7 writers, and it wasn't always easy. So some of these features, the snippets and the terms, some of those things found in Writer can really help teams with brand consistency. I'd also say here, if anybody from my old employer happens to be listening to this episode, Writer would be a pretty good platform for corporate information or proposal database or RFP response tools, honestly. I'd take a look at it. I'd probably be pitching it right now if I were still there, because I think it solves a lot of issues that I've had over my career with maintaining up-to-date corporate information, making sure it's updated, making sure that everybody has it. And Writer's got those tools that include AI that kind of help keep that at the forefront for writers. And I think it'd be pretty good. There's a lot of repetitive content that we would put out, various proposals and things like that. This would help. So with all that in mind, would I recommend Writer? Well, maybe. As I said, Grammarly has most of these features, and more people have familiarity with that platform. So if you're looking for just a grammar tool, onboarding might be a little faster with Grammarly at this point. On the other side, the AI writing, Jasper has been doing the AI content generation game for a bit longer. They're more refined. Their responses seem to be a little more advanced. Just works a little better at this point than Writer's templates do, but it's also more expensive. And then the third option, if you're in a sizable organization or even a smaller one, you might have Microsoft 365. And while they don't have all these features yet, their grammar and spelling checker has been improving, using AI to provide better suggestions. And then you may have seen in the news recently that Microsoft is now a multi-billion dollar, I think $10 billion investor in the OpenAI project. And OpenAI makes tools like ChatGPT and DALL-E. So they've already talked about incorporating some of the AI, some of the ChatGPT stuff into Bing. And I think it seems pretty likely that we'll start to see these features incorporated into the Office suite sooner than later. So imagine being able to have some of this stuff in your Word doc as you're writing something, or even in Excel. AI tools would really be a game changer and kind of change the way people use that Office suite. But that's not here yet. So if you need it right now, maybe you go with Writer. I don't know what you should do. I'm not your mom. This review is totally unsolicited and unpaid. I paid full price for Writer just like everybody else, which incidentally, it's like 18 bucks a month for the medium tier. And there's an enterprise version as well. And I'm using Writer actively right now to create, enhance, and validate all the copy that I create across every platform where I produce media. It's replaced Grammarly. I discontinued my Grammarly subscription. And of course, I discontinued Jasper last year, as I said. And it's working fine for me so far. I like it just fine. It has helped quite a bit, and I like the way it works. So there's my recommendation for Writer. Use it if you feel like it's something that would come in handy for you. They do offer a couple week trial. You can try it without risk. Again, I don't get anything out of this other than to say that it's helped me. So now the robots are done and it's time for rock and roll. And we got another sad rock and roll update this week. And along the lines of Writers, I want to pay tribute to one of the great songwriters in the world of popular music over the last half century or so. David Crosby passed away last week at the age of 81. Crosby was a huge part of two highly successful and influential bands, The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then all of its variegations, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, the other main one. And David Crosby had a really good voice, and he was a talented songwriter and musician. So I just wanted to pay tribute to Crosby, who had such a long career in music going back to the Woodstock days and forward. He's been an integral part of rock and roll. If you want to check out some of Crosby's best work, let's take a look at some of those albums first. Let's go back and look at one of the Byrds albums that Crosby was a part of, their second album, Turn, Turn, Turn.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.
I think that's a good starting point. You pick up Crosby's distinct vocal harmonies on this record that would continue to be a staple of his recorded music for decades to come. Next, I recommend the first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album, Crosby, Stills, and Nash from 1969. Included songs like Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, Marrakesh Express, Wooden Ships, a lot more.
I can see by your coat, my friend, you're from the other side. Just one thing that I'd like to know, can you tell me please?
The first Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young record from, I think, 1970. It's called Deja Vu. It's another classic with Woodstock, Our House, Helpless, Teach Your Children, so many more.
We are stardust. We are golden. And we got to the cell, back to the ground.
This one's probably my favorite. In addition to the record, I recommend checking out a video on YouTube from Abby DeVoe on the Deja Vu album. I'm going to link that into the show notes, but she did a great 3 or 4 part series on some of the artists of Woodstock last fall on YouTube, and highly recommend checking that out. I learned a lot from that one and also the Joni Mitchell episode of the Woodstock series right before it. She thoroughly researched it. Very well done video. I'll link that for you in the show notes. And then finally, one more recommendation from 1971. There's David Crosby's first, I believe. Now, I'm not a David Crosby super fan. I don't know everything about him, but I think it was his first solo album from 1971, If I Could Only Remember My Name. And my favorite tracks from that record are Cowboy Movie and Laughing.
We were talking, kind of low, lazy, about not having to go out soon again.
There's a lot more, and I haven't listened to all of them, so I'm not going to recommend more. Those are just ones that I know and have listened to. So I'll leave the list at 4, but send me a message or reach out on social media. We'll have the contact info at the end of the show. Just is coming up in just a moment. If you have a favorite that I didn't name today, let me know. I want to close today with a short excerpt from an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, I think, in which David Crosby talked a little bit about his creative process and the songwriting process. That's the kind of stuff I like to include in Content Robots and Rock and Roll, because it's the kind of stuff that sets us apart from the new robots, the artificial intelligence and the technology. It's the art that AI can't quite get to. And that's what's going to continue to set us apart. And people like David Crosby can tell us a lot about that.
If I want to talk to you about that doc, well, the answer is not to write a song saying, look at the great big dock, it's made out of wood, don't you think it's cool? That's not it. The best songs take you a while to digest, and no two people get exactly the same picture from them, because they incite a little fire, they ignite a little fire in your imagination.
Thanks, David, for everything you brought to rock and roll and creativity.
Hi, this is an AI-generated voice telling you that if you have comments or questions about anything discussed on Content, Robots, and Rock and Roll, send us an email at podcast@superspacerobot.com. You can also visit the website at superspacerobot.com for more information on any of the topics discussed on this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening.